men on the field, and we have 11-man football. Sandusky plays Harbor Beach in Harbor Beach.
Same old story. Harbor Beach rolls. They go to 4-0 at home.
Vassar at Reese. This is a great matchup here in the West. We're going to decide the West pretty early on here and see our early leaders. Vassar 2-1, Reese 1-2.
Yeah, very surprising. The Reese team still, I believe, is dangerous, especially at home. Not impressed with how they've been playing lately. I will take Vassar on the road.
That, of course, is in Reese tonight. Memphis takes on Brown City in the home of the RV, Brown City, Michigan. I learned this this summer. Apparently, back in the day in Brown City, there was an RV factory in town. And so when you're driving to Brown City, it says home of the RV. RV.
Yes, it does.
There we go.
Well done. I struggle with this game, Clark. I'm still struggling with it. I feel like I could flip a coin. These teams are so close right now. Memphis, a team that has definitely made strides to become a lot better. Brown City at home, they're just always a pretty good team. I'm going to go with the home team here and think that Brown City is going to steal one here at home.
Marlette at Ubley. Marlette comes into the game 2-1. Ubley 1-2. Of course, Ubley with a few injuries on their side.
Yeah, Clark, that one there, I got worked close to the home team, obviously. And let's put it this way. They're hurting this week. I'm going to take Marlette only because of the major injuries they have on offense.
And then our last game here, aside from our game of the week here, USA at Bad Axe. USA 0-3. Bad Axe 1-2.
Just look at what both teams have done, Clark. USA unimpressive so far. Not really getting the ball rolling in any fashion of the field right now. Bad Axe scoring a bunch of points last week. Have been scoring some points. Look for Tommy Morneau to run crazy tonight. Bad Axe beats USA at home.
All right, there you have it. Those are our area games across the region on WLW Sports, your home for high school football. Check us out on our new website, WLWSports.com. We'll be back with more after this.
When it comes to farm or commercial grain handling equipment, DS Services, the little company in Cass City, is a giant in the industry. They design, sell, install, and service farm and commercial grain bins and dryers, material handling equipment, special purpose elevator setups, and more. With more than 22 grain equipment brands on their supply list, and close to three decades of experience under their belt, DS Services has the resources to handle your grain handling and storage needs at highly competitive prices. For more information, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, 872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com. DS Services, providing farm and commercial grain storage and handling solutions all over Michigan from the heart of Michigan's thumb. DS Services, 989-872-3318.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron Counties.
And this is Tanya Oberski, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big, national, impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Oberski or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Oberski, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal, call us and make an appointment today.
It's Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon. Tuesday night, head south over the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night with most Mexican items under $6. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Night with entrees that tantalize the most discriminating palate. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep, the all-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with a salad bar, all for just $8.95. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $7.95. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Listen to WLAW Sports in more ways than ever before. Tune into Sports Talk 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app in your Apple or Android device or listen live worldwide at WLAWsports.com. Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen with your call tonight. It's the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers taking on the Cass City Redhawks in the first game of divisional play of the 2014 season. The Friends of the Sea, the Elkton Pigeon Bayports, are entering divisional play at a perfect 3-0, the second straight year the Lakers have been off to such a start. In fact, this is the first time since 1997 and 1998, the seasons that Lakers have started out at least 3-0 in consecutive seasons. The Green Machine is under the direction of Adam Grybauskas, his fourth season as head coach.
Right now, Clark, Lakers have a good wave of talent running through right now, especially with a bunch of three-year starters on this team. This is their year to make a good playoff run.
Last week, the Lakers were on the road at Ubley, and although it remained close throughout, the Green and White came home with a 36-22 victory.
Yeah, it was a Dustin Cady show this week, Clark. 15 carries for 208 yards and a score. He was also 5-for-10 through the air with another touchdown. Three other Lakers scored a touchdown, including Mauricio Diaz-Reyes, Bowles, and Dubes all scored in that game.
There's also plenty more firepower in that backfield with the speed to attack around the ends with Mauricio Diaz-Reyes and up the gut with Terrence Dubes.
And you said it right there, Clark. Diaz-Reyes is the do-it-all back. He's fast. He's strong. It doesn't matter where he goes. He's looking to run around or over somebody. He doesn't care. And Terrence Dubes is your power back, a fullback, more better speaking, just wants to go straight ahead and push the pile forward for yards.
In that Ubley game, they obviously walked away with at least two players off of their active roster for multiple weeks, quarterback Jeffrey Wright, guard Sawyer Messing, and there might be even more.
Oh, yeah, those two, though, you can start with them, and that's all you need to know. Jeffrey Wright, broken foot. The diagnosis right now, 6 weeks, and Sawyer Messing, offensive lineman and defensive lineman. He actually, Clark, a fact for you here, he played three-plus quarters with that broken arm, and the reports that I've heard is his season might be over.
Lakers historically is a hard-nosed football program, and we are seeing the signs of that last week against Ubley, leading the charge from the linebacker position, who also happens to be the quarterback, Dustin Cady.
Yeah, let's not forget that he had 200 yards rushing and a touchdown. He also threw for a touchdown, but on defense, he picked off two passes, forced a fumble, and recovered a fumble, all on defense. Clark, he's doing it all right now.
I will say, don't forget about the defensive tackle either. In the form of Cady, or from Cady, leading the charge in the trenches, it's the big man, number 50, senior Austin McCabe.
Austin McCabe, I remember calling his name, Clark, in past years, always around the ball, and this game was no different as he led the team with a dozen tackles on defense against Ubley last week.
There's more to come with kickoff only 23 minutes away. You're listening to the WLAW Sports Game of the Week, Lakers at Cass City on the WLAW Sports Network.
Do you remember paying that expensive heating bill last winter? Don't get sacked in the backfield. Hand off that high energy bill and score with the water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Hi, this is Dave Crotchin. A water furnace geothermal heat pump can save you up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. Use that free renewable energy in your own backyard with a water furnace geothermal heat pump. See how much you can save by visiting waterfurnace.com/switch to try our free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewaing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is